In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
Sometimes monsters knock. Other times, they place a want ad. Harvey Louis Carignan didn't stalk the shadows. He hunted by inviting his victims to come to him. A job offer, a classified listing, a promise of safety. All lies, designed to lead young women straight into his trap. Armed with a hammer and a taste for blood, Carignan left behind a trail of violence, rape, and murder that spanned decades. This wasn't a man with a sudden snap. This was evil in slow motion. Calculated, repetitive, ruthless. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters. Origins of Brutality. The Early Life of Harvey Carignan. Born May 18, 1927 in Fargo, North Dakota, Harvey Carignan's life began under a cloud. His father abandoned the family. His stepfather was reportedly abusive. By age 11, Harvey had already shown signs of violent behavior, including uncontrollable fits of rage and sexual aggression. He was a poor student, quick to anger. And by 20, he was in the military, stationed in Alaska. That's where the first body appeared. In 1949, a young woman named Laura Showalter was found beaten and raped near an Anchorage barracks. Carignan was arrested and even convicted. But his murder conviction was overturned on a technicality. Police had failed to properly Mirandize him. He walked free, and what followed was a slow, blood-soaked descent into methodical murder. Classified killings. The want ad method. Carignan moved around the country. California, Minnesota, Washington. Leaving behind a trail of rapes, assaults, and suspected killings. But it was in the 1970s that he honed his signature method, luring women with fake job ads. He would post or respond to help wanted ads, usually for clerical or housekeeping work. Once the victim showed interest, he'd schedule a meeting. She'd show up thinking she was getting a job. Instead, she got a ride in his car, a trip to a secluded location, and a hammer. Carignan would beat them, rape them, sometimes torture them for hours before finishing the job. Then he'd bury their bodies in shallow graves. Sometimes he left them where they fell. Other times, he came back to move them later, the Minnesota murders. Blood in the North Star State. In 1972, Carignan was paroled in Minnesota. He quickly resumed his pattern. Victims included Julie Ann Hansen, 18, Leslie Laura Brock, 15, Catherine Schultz, 19, Catherine Brisbois, 19. He was brutal, beating his victims until their skulls caved in, then sexually assaulting them post-mortem. Sometimes he'd keep souvenirs, small trinkets, pieces of clothing. Always reminders. Always trophies. He liked control. He liked dominance. He liked to play God. But eventually, he made a mistake. The survivor. The one who got away. In 1974, a woman named Eileen Hunley responded to one of Carignan's ads. She made it into his truck. But when the hammer came out, she fought back. She escaped. Reported him, and this time, they listened. Police launched a full investigation. They found blood in his truck, hair matching multiple victims. Witnesses who saw the girls enter his home. A disturbing pattern of ads, interviews, and disappearances. This wasn't a fluke. This was intentional, organized predation. He was arrested, charged, and brought to trial. The trial and the rage within. Carignan's trial revealed the depths of his depravity. Prosecutors outlined his obsession with sadistic control, how he chose victims based on their vulnerability, lured them, isolated them, and then unleashed his rage. He showed little emotion in court, at times smug, at times blank. In 1975, he was convicted of multiple counts of murder, rape, and attempted murder. He was sentenced to life in prison. But it was never enough for the families. Too many victims were still missing, presumed dead. Too many assaults went untried. Too many questions unanswered. How many? No one knows for sure. Final years. Death of a hidden monster. Carignan spent over four decades behind bars. He never truly confessed. He never gave a body count. Never expressed regret. He lived in the shadows of Stillwater Prison in Minnesota and died on March 6, 2023, at the age of 95. A long life. Too long. He outlived nearly everyone who sought justice, but not the memory, not the scars. His story remains a warning, not just about brutality, but about how trust can be weaponized. He placed want ads, he made phone calls, he smiled. And behind every ad was a hammer. He didn't stalk alleyways, he didn't wear a mask. He used paper, a phone, and charm. Harvey Carignan was a reminder that monsters don't always chase you. Sometimes they make you come to them. I'm Damien Vale. And this was Among Monsters, because horror doesn't need a hiding place or just a headline.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.